Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So there's fresh controversy in Westminster today. A senior Conservative MP admitted his involvement in a honey trap sexting scandal targeting a minister and fellow MPs. This is William Ragg, who told the London Times newspaper that he handed over the personal phone numbers of colleagues to a man he met on the gay dating app Grindr. He said he provided those details after sending intimate pictures of himself to the user. Well, with the very latest, I'm joined on the line by Henry Riley, who's a reporter with LBC in London. Good morning, Henry.
Claire, good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about William Ragg firstly. Just remind us about who he is.
Yeah, I appreciate he's not on the tip of everyone's tongue, really, but he is nonetheless quite a senior figure in British politics. So he's the vice chair of what's known as the 1922 Committee of Conservative MPs. That's really the sort of governing party that decides Conservative Party policy and happiness and contentment, really, with the leader. He's also a select committee chair, which carries its own power as well. He's someone who's seen as very much a senior figure within the party, but also important to note that he's also someone who has had a bit of a troubling time in Parliament. We know that he's taken time off because of mental health issues. He's not standing because of that at the next general election, and really was all over the media just a few years back because he was one of the most sort of vociferous opponents of Boris Johnson as Prime Minister. So he's someone who's been around, and a lot of people in Westminster and beyond do know.
So he started chatting to another man on Grindr, on the dating app, and he exchanged photographs with this person. And then what happened?
Yes, so I mean, this has all spiralled really quickly. I mean, it was only on Wednesday night that William Ragg was sipping champagne with Rishi Sunak at the Carlton Club, where there was a meetup of Conservative MPs. And now he finds himself in a precarious position within the party. So as you say, Claire, he was speaking with someone on Grindr. He then received intimate photographs, to which we are led to believe, and indeed he has seemingly confirmed that he returned the favour. From that point on, he was blackmailed, in a sense, and was told that he was involved in this honey trap situation, whereby he was told to give over phone numbers of MPs, of influential people in Westminster, whether they be special advisors or journalists, and of course was threatened if he did not give over those particular phone numbers, those particular contacts, then he would be exposed, and presumably these intimate photos of him would be widely circulated. Now, what is interesting is, as a result of this, we learned that actually there are serving MPs who believe they have been targeted, former MPs who also say so. One former MP adding that they receive these messages from this person who they believe is linked to this. And it's a very clever phishing operation, really, whereby this person who is messaging others on Grindr, people in Westminster, and then messaging them on WhatsApp is there with a degree of familiarity, saying we miss you around Westminster, and making out that they've met before. And so it's an elaborate scam that sadly one of our most senior parliamentarians has fallen for.
What was the aim of it, though?
Well, the aim of it was to get contacts and to get, the overall aim was to get influence and to push an agenda. Now, the issue is at this stage, Claire, we're not quite sure who is behind it. You've had MPs, Conservative MPs, speculating that it could be tied to a foreign government. And of course, the usual suspects of China and Russia have been mooted already, not by myself, but by senior MPs who are speculating that might be the case. But nonetheless, it's to get a degree of influence and to push whatever agenda they want. But what is clear is it's been remarkably easy, and they've managed to contact an MP who has admitted himself he was foolish, has admitted himself he's now mortified, but nonetheless someone who is clearly very vulnerable and who very readily handed over many of these confidential, what should be, government phone numbers.
And some of those people who William Ragg handed over numbers for, they sent pictures to this person. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So we're not quite clear at this stage exactly who has sent what, but the understanding is there are at least two MPs who replied to these messages with intimate photographs of themselves. Now, in one of the cases with an ex-MP who didn't send photographs, they have said that the WhatsApp number has been somehow deleted. So it's clear that there is still more to run on this story and that there may well be MPs who have to come out and explain why. And separate to that, it may well be related, but we're not clear at this stage. We know that Leicestershire Police have launched an investigation after one of the county's MPs received those unsolicited messages. So at some point, we should learn what that is in relation to. We also know the Met Police themselves in London are assessing reports. So clearly, this has got some way to run. And with regards to William Bragg, his position within the Conservative Party is certainly at risk.
Yeah, I mean, they'll have to make a call on this, because rather than telling the police when he was asked for those phone numbers, he did make that decision to hand those numbers over. So they've got to deal with this.
Quite. And actually, what's interesting, Claire, is that the Conservative Party position seems to have softened throughout the morning. So I was told late last night that his position was effectively untenable. We know, as we referenced right at the start, he's standing down as an MP, so he's quite easy to dispense with in terms of the Conservative Parliamentary Party. And it looked like they were going to offer him a way out. He has to resign. But what has happened within the last hour or so, I've been told by someone very senior within the party, he's not going to get the whip suspended, I've been told. So it looks like it's up to Mr. Ragg whether he continues or not as an MP. Given some of those mental health struggles that I referenced to you earlier, Claire, I think he has a personal decision to be made, because there's likely a general election this year. He could resign his party membership and his party whip and go quietly and sit the last few months in Parliament as an independent, or, bearing in mind he's a select committee chairman, he's someone who's very influential within Parliament, he may well jump and cause a by-election.
Oh, it's fascinating. Henry, thank you so much. Henry Riley, reporter there with LBC in London.